Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network. Be sure to leave the lights on while you listen.
The following audio drama is rated R and is recommended restricted for anyone under the age of 17.
We're Alive listeners. As many of you know, We're Alive started 15 years ago with our flagship show, We're Alive, A Story of Survival. It was one of the first zombie audio dramas of its kind and pioneered the genre. 15 years and 7 seasons later, We're Alive is coming to a fateful and epic conclusion, and we're so excited to show you what we have in store for our final 2 seasons of Descendants. But to get there, we'll need your help. And that's why we've launched a Kickstarter to help fund our final chapters. Your support will help us gather our immensely talented cast, as well as our tireless award-winning sound designers and production crew, who bring the groundbreaking world of We're Alive to life. Additionally, we have exclusive merchandise, rewards, content, and experiences available for our generous donors. The closer we get to our various stretch goals and tiers, the closer we get to being able to finish the epic story of We're Alive. The Kickstarter is live, and you can visit by searching for We're Alive on Kickstarter or going to our website at waylandproductions.com or wearealive.com for more information.
Hey, Hotels.com here. Struggling to keep up with your toddler? We know a hotel that'll keep them entertained. Book family-friendly hotels with pools in the Hotels.com app to find your perfect somewhere.
Hey, you. Yeah, talking to you. Welcome to Audible, where there's endless ways to ignite your imagination, like chase your thrills. Slay your demons. Even journey into the great unknown. And if you're lucky, discover someone, something new to love. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.ca.
With DoorDash, dash that delicious whenever a craving hits. Dash that late night burger and that lunchtime lox. Dash that post-workout protein and that poke bowl. Taste of the Tropics is on now. Get 30% off orders of $20 or more. DoorDash. Terms apply.
Hey, I'm Tom Power. I'm the host of the CBC podcast, Q with Tom Power. I get to talk to artists from all over the world, writers, musicians, actors, directors, all kinds of creative people. And we try to have the conversations you'd have with really, really good friends. The conversations you have when you share a love of something, about ideas, when you want to hear about everything. I feel really lucky to have these conversations. Q with Tom Power, available now on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Milestones aren't for looking back. They remind us to keep moving forward, to turn what we've done into what we can do, turning everyday necessities into electrifying possibilities, turning a new vehicle into the new standard. Introducing the first ever Mazda CX-70, our largest two-row SUV, available as a mild hybrid inline six turbo or as a plug-in hybrid, crafted to move every part of you.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Una Chaplin, and I'm the host of a new podcast called Hollywood Exiles. It tells the story of how my grandfather, Charlie Chaplin, and many others were caught up in a campaign to root out communism in Hollywood. It's a story of glamour and scandal and political intrigue and a battle for the soul of a nation. Hollywood Exiles from CBC Podcasts and the BBC World Service. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 43, The Darkness Ahead. Part 1 of 3.
Here's some fresh ice. Hopefully that'll keep the swelling down.
Thanks.
Just lay back, all right? Here's your little DVD player. You need help with the headsets?
Nah, I got it. You know what? Can you fluff my pillow?
We all done with Kelly?
I think so.
I'll call you back later and we can go over the notes, okay?
No problem. Bye.
What are you thinking?
About the jail?
What should we do about it?
Well, if there's more of those big ones in there, I don't know if we can or should do anything.
But Puck said he saw Roberts there, which means he can still use them to...
Yeah, I'm thinking that might not be an issue. He only saw ink on the outside. And don't forget, Puck said he heard the gate shut in the jail after he got out.
Why would that matter?
I don't know if you remember, but one of Angel's journals talked about how the bigger ones didn't play nice with the others. If they all came from jail, solitary at that, then their temperament makes perfect sense. All the others seem to follow Roberts without question. Maybe the ones still in there don't. And if that's true, then I think we know why he would go back to lock them inside.
Well, would a few bars really matter for one of those things? Something that big can still get out. I mean, we've seen them go through walls. It's...
Puck said they were starving, and it was pitch black in there. Maybe they're too weak, or they can't find their way out. Probably not the smartest bunch.
So what should we do?
Oh, I can't believe I'm saying this. But do the same as Roberts. Stay away from there. And hope they don't get out. Let them deal with each other.
But if he made those things the way they are, he'd have to have some reason. Would he really just leave them there to die?
Well, those big ones were just the start, his first experiment. I think he found out what worked, what didn't, and moved on. I have a feeling his second try was much better.
The numbered ones.
Faster, more aggressive, still strong, but above all, controllable. Not to mention, they aren't dying off from tumors or cancer. Somehow, he figured out a better way. Oh, I still have more holes to fill. But I'm guessing if he created those big ones at the jail, then there's someplace else still out there where he made the others.
Yeah, and we have no idea where.
I think wherever it is, we'd see something similar to what he did at the jail. Track what he's doing. Individualize it. That's why each one has a number now.
What about Kane Hospital? The mental ward? We found broken doors, needles?
Maybe, for some of it. If there were any patients left behind, they'd be far more manageable than anyone from the prison. But there weren't enough patients there for as many little ones as we've seen. Well, might have just been more of what we saw from the jail. So he worked at Radon Labs.
Well, the numbered ones couldn't have been from Radon. That one who grabbed the bag? He was coming from there, not to there.
Could have been from the arena. No one got to explore that place entirely.
Yeah, and with most of it collapsed, we won't get a chance to.
Are there any parts still standing?
Yeah, but we set up our spotter cameras around it. Not one of them goes near there anymore.
I hate to say it, but I think Ink may have someplace new. And as much as Puck's information might have helped fill in the blanks, well, I don't know if we can do anything now.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well, I'll talk with Kelly and fill her in, but with Puck and Lizzie needing me, I don't know how much attention I can give this stuff right now.
Yeah, and we'll need to focus on other things now.
How long have you been listening?
What? I never left. Oh, you're coming up.
Why are you whispering? Puck's still awake.
Well, not Bert. I'm gonna stay in there with Puck for a little while longer.
It's all right. I have a feeling CG and I need to talk.
Good. I was about to say the same thing. Would you mind grabbing my binder?
Sure.
Just one sec. Lester, change the radio encryption key. You lost one at the jail.
Not a problem. I'll get on it.
Get the message out to everyone and take inventory to confirm it's gone.
Done and done.
Are you going to chastise me for letting them go to the jail?
Would it do any good?
No.
Then why do it? We have enough to deal with right now. Most of the soldiers are gone, including our most trained pilot. We're down to one usable gun truck and no maintenance team.
Hey, Datu's still working. Give him a little credit.
How did things go at the pump today? Before all this, do you really think he can fix it?
I don't know.
Okay. And we just learned that there's a bunch of those big ones just waiting to get loose.
Well, you heard Tanya. Those things may not be an issue.
They still know where we are, and with the water problem, gas, and everything, then we don't have any other choice.
So what now?
Michael, I respect you enough to include you in this conversation. So please don't judge it before you even hear what I have to say, okay? I made a backup plan in the scenario that we'd ever have to dismantle the colony. This chart shows the minimum amount of food, water, and fuel each group would need in order to have enough time to travel and set up defendable living spaces of their own. I've mapped out the locations for each, away from major urban areas and near renewable water resources, and enough space to realistically farm food to survive. Your girlfriend helped me make a guide to send with each.
You can't run from this. I told you that. How far do we go before?
What other options do we have? I really don't want to do this. We tried it your way and mine. No matter what happens, we stay here and we're just dying slowly. It may not seem like that with what we have right now, but just look, look. Water demand will eventually exceed supply. There you go. I told you this before.
Wait. Ho-ho, I thought you said we don't have enough fuel to send everyone out.
We don't. That's why we have to split everyone into groups. Hope we scavenge enough diesel by the time the last set leaves. And hope we get lucky. Best case scenario, we get the water mill working tomorrow, cancel the plans, and stay. Or we do nothing. And wait it out. And watch people fight over the last drop of drinkable water. There comes a point where everything falls apart. But I like to control where the pieces land.
Hey, we just lost so many people. Do we have to do this now? And how do you know anyone at the colony would want to leave?
This is the only time. Right now, people are talking. They're getting scared. Ever since Datu was attacked, they've known what was going on. And now, with what happened to the other soldiers, they understand the threat is here. We either channel them into something productive or lose them altogether. There's no reason not to start this now if we can just as easily stop it later. I don't know. Maybe one day we can pick up where we left off. Here or wherever.
So, just start over. Somewhere else.
Somewhere, yeah. Where those things and the prisoners don't know where we are. Hey, How do you think I feel? Look at me. I can barely live behind these walls with one leg. What will I be able to do out there? I don't benefit from this. It's not about me, it's about everyone else, making sure as many survive as possible. The smaller and more spread out we make ourselves, the more of a chance this has in working.
Well, how many groups?
7. I did my best to organize everyone by their relationships and strengths. If they want to trade spots or whatever, that's their choice.
Wait, where am I?
Figured you wouldn't want any part of this, so I left you and your friends off the list. Am I right?
I'm done running away.
I know. I was thinking you could ask Saul to move you guys up to Dunbar after all this. It'll be easier to manage with fewer people, as you already know, and I doubt you can leave at all before Lizzie gives birth. She can't really go anywhere in her condition. But while Scratch and the other prisoners may not know where Dunbar is, Ink has been there before.
Yeah, I remember.
Clean slate. Somewhere new. Might be the best for everyone.
So, what do you need me to do?
What do you want to do? I can handle the loadouts here and might need a bit of help, but I didn't really fit you into all of this.
I guess we'll keep going on the mill. Give that a shot.
Okay. You can do that, but I won't have anyone extra to support you there. No spare gun trucks either.
I know. Anything we do now, it's not without risks.
All right. So, the first group. I was thinking about airlifting them to Lake Matthews. I know the Pelican doesn't have a lot of fuel left, but it'd be safer. You think that's a good idea? We'll need pegs to fly them out there.
Yeah. Yeah, that may be the best way to make sure people aren't followed. Listen, I got a lot to think about, and Datu's waiting, so...
Yeah. I better get moving, too. Thank you.
No. No, thank you. I don't think I've said that enough. Listen, after this is done, if you can't figure out a place to go, you know, maybe you could stay with us at Dunbar.
I appreciate that. But I don't know if that's the best idea.
Well, the offer's on the table.
I'll think about it.
Hotels.com here. Tired of living like a sardine? We know a hotel where you can enjoy the open ocean. Book hotels with ocean views in the Hotels.com app. Find your perfect somewhere.
Hey, you. Yeah, talking to you. Welcome to Audible, where there's endless ways to ignite your imagination, like chase your thrills, slay your demons, even journey into the great unknown. And if you're lucky, discover someone, something new to love. Hear the latest audiobooks, podcasts, and originals at audible.ca.
With DoorDash, dash that delicious whenever a craving hits. Dash that late night burger and that lunchtime lox. Dash that post-workout protein and that poke bowl. Taste of the tropics is on now. Get 30% off orders of $20 or more. DoorDash. Terms apply.
Hi there, my name is Alamine Abdul-Mahmoud. I am the host of the CBC podcast Commotion. That's a show where we talk about all things pop culture. We talk about what people are watching, what people are listening to. We get into everything from celebrity beefs to TikTok trends. And look, we're not afraid to get a little controversial. We're talking about things like the Oscar snubs or is Drake really a hip-hop artist? Commotion with Alamine Abdul-Mahmoud, available on CBC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where can a vehicle from Mazda's electrified lineup take you? From your day-to-day to a getaway. Electrify every moment with the 2024 Mazda CX-90 inline 6 turbo. Learn more at Mazda.ca.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Una Chaplin, and I'm the host of a new podcast called Hollywood Exiles. It tells the story of how my grandfather, Charlie Chaplin, and many others were caught up in a campaign to root out communism in Hollywood. It's a story of glamour and scandal and political intrigue and a battle for the soul of a nation. Hollywood Exiles from CBC Podcasts and the BBC World Service. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Someone's coming.
Relax. It's just all. Hey, hombre.
Hey, bud.
Saul.
Hey, Tatu. How you feeling?
Okay, I guess.
Michael's still in there?
Yeah, I think he's still talking with Puck.
Oh, man.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Oh, yeah, sure. So, Puck, he's gonna make it?
Looks like it.
But the other three? They didn't, huh?
Hey, that wasn't your fault, man.
I don't know how it's not. I told them about that place, man. If I had gone, then maybe...
Things would have ended up the same. You might not be here right now. No one knew that shit was there, especially you. Got it? And those guys were trained, and they knew what they were doing.
Yeah, I guess.
Didn't matter what they did. There's some things you just can't do anything about. And that got me thinking. What if something happened to me?
It won't.
What if it did? What happens to Lizzie? And the baby? I mean, look at Tatu. That could have been any of us.
Oh, no. Look, I know where you're going with this. And you don't need to go there.
You're the only person I trust here. And if something happens to me or her, then I would want you to be there.
But nothing's gonna happen to you.
You don't know that. No one can. I just want to know my son's taken care of. You need time to think about it?
Of course not. Look, I just don't like that we're even having this conversation. Look, I would have done it anyway. You didn't need to ask.
No, I did. For me.
So what happens next? What do they decide in there?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out soon enough.
By the time I got to it, the Pelican hadn't even been turned on for over a month. The last time we started it, Muldoon and I just let the rotor spin for a few minutes to keep it going and make sure everything was maintained. He and Robbins made sure the leak was properly patched months ago, but still, without him as a safety net, the whole process scared me. And everyone was relying on me again. And I didn't really feel like I was in a position to say no.
Oh, damn it. Is she ready?
What? What are you wearing?
Oh, the leg thing. Thought I'd try using it again. I hate it. It hurts.
Well, it doesn't look like it's the right size.
Max said this was the closest they had at the prosthetics place.
Yeah, I think it's too short.
The whole thing's wrong. My knee's not supposed to be at this height.
Well, let me see. Maybe there's a way to fix it.
Just forget it. It doesn't matter right now. What about the helicopter? Is it ready?
Yeah, just about. I was just going through the checklist Muldoon made me.
Someone's on their way to drop off one of those big generators to load up. I wanted to make sure you are okay. You okay?
Yes. Yeah, I can do this.
Good. We'll take the next group on the helicopter. The first one's leaving shortly to drive south to the other location.
We? Oh, you're coming.
CJ! Planning to. I'll fly out with you, make sure they get settled in, find out any potential issues, you know, those sorts of things. Maybe later fly out to the location where the others will be driving
to. CJ!
And...
Oh, Tanya! Not now, Pigs.
What?
They're taking too much.
What are you talking about?
They're taking stuff from the hospital.
Well, what did you expect?
What about Puck?
It was my understanding that everyone's leaving, so you won't need to heal what's not here. Keep what you'll use for him, but the groups leaving will need medical supplies.
But I was planning on having Lizzie come here for the delivery. I don't have a lot at Dunbar or the right equipment.
Didn't you talk to Michael? Here, let me get him. Michael, Tanya's concerned about what we're taking from the medical supplies for the teams heading out.
Let me talk to her.
They're taking a lot with them.
I won't have much left.
Well, what did you expect?
I didn't think they'd strip the place. They're even taking some of the surgical stuff.
Well, can we replace it, whatever we need?
It's taken me a while to get that place the way I want. Some of this stuff is getting scarce.
But can we find more? You'll have a lot less people to worry about now, remember?
I guess we could, but we'd need to get on it soon.
Okay, Kelly, did you get that?
Yeah, I'll check out the map, see if there's any place we haven't scavenged.
All right. See, we're on it.
CJ just said we can keep some emergency supplies here until we can replace them.
Good, tell her thanks. How's Puck doing?
Oh, he's fine. But I have to get moving and pack up what I need to take with me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Hey, we got a truck pulling up. It's one of the colony.
Who is it?
I didn't call anyone.
Hey, I was told you might need a hand.
What?
I thought you were in group one.
Kidding me? You know how long I spent setting up my shop and how long I spent restocking it after the prisoners? I'm not about to leave it.
Yeah, but everyone's going.
Not if this thing works, they're not. Now what the hell's the problem?
Here, I can show you.
So... Hey, any chance you make me one of those Matic guns I keep hearing about?
Maybe. Once we get more parts. I don't have enough for another one.
Hey, we got a new volunteer.
Oh? Pete showed up?
Yeah.
He's one of the few that chose to stay behind.
Is Peg's good? She's got the helicopter covered?
She's fine. You'd be surprised by what she can handle.
No, I wouldn't.
Hey!
Oh. Look, Pete brought someone with him.
Oh!
Datu!
Whoa, wait, hold up.
It's okay, I know I can't get close.
They know the deal. Just let them talk.
Yeah, sorry, never mind.
Come on.
Michael, what did my mom need me to track down? Some medical equipment replacement. Some specifically for the baby, like a sonogram machine or something. Making a list now, and we'll upload it to you.
Kel has a few places marked for me to check out.
Are you going alone?
No. Bert and Riley are going to go with me to gather it up, and head out from there.
They're leaving?
Yeah.
Oh, here. He wants to talk to you.
Hey, Michael. You know, with everybody, you know, splitting up, I thought it might be a good time to check out, too.
Are you sure?
Yeah, thought it over. Still, yeah.
And I guess you finally believe us that the radio's secure.
Well, we'll have to trust it. That is, if we want to be better about keeping in touch. But I'm leaving it on a different channel for us. So, you know, we don't need to hear you squawking on and on.
Yeah, I think everyone would appreciate that. And thanks for the extra ammo. We're sending it with the groups heading out.
Well, that's going to go to good use. I got one other thing to give you, though.
Yeah, what's that?
I'm giving Kelly an address. You can go to it, and in the backyard, you'll find a tanker. It's hidden under a tarp. It's filled with diesel and still mixed and good. That should help out.
Wait, what?
It's all yours. It's only like a quarter full, but, you know, it might give you some time.
Wow, seriously? What's the address? I can send my scavenging team out there. Right now.
I don't want to say it over this thing. I don't trust it that much.
Hey, have them go to a landline at one of the safe houses. I can give them the address there.
Heading to one now. I'll call once I'm inside. Thanks, Bert. This helps a lot.
Well, Maybe now you know what we're doing out here isn't pointless. And, I'm sorry.
Thanks, sir.
All right, well, we're headed out. Hey, is Datu there, Michael? You, mind putting him on?
Yeah.
Bert?
Hey there, buddy. You hanging in there?
That's what you're going to say to him? Move over.
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Datu, it's Riley.
Yeah, not that easy, huh?
What can you say?
Hi, Riley.
Here, give that to me. Hey, listen, we gotta get headed out, and I just wanted to say... bye. I mean, you know what I mean, right? I mean, don't you?
What he's saying is that we love you, okay? You know we do. Just know that, okay? That we love you.
I love you too.
Well, bye. For now.
You're still gonna have your radio out there, right? You can call whenever you want.
Well, this'll be easier. You know, I don't know how much we can keep it on out there.
Did I hear you? You're leaving again?
Well, we think it's best to get moving now. We got our own stash of food and water and our own place. We don't need to run you low.
I don't care about that.
Then what do you care about?
Why can't you stay?
Easy to forget, but she's still out there.
You can't just let her go. Scratch is not coming back.
Then we have to find her.
Well, I keep telling you, she's not done with us. Not as long as Pegs is still around.
You really think she's not over that by now?
I have one good reason to think she's not. Let me point to it. Oh, wait. It's my finger.
He's right about that, at least.
You too?
I was there with her. That look on her face, she will never give up.
She's just biding her time, waiting. It's all she can do for right now.
And why we have to get to her first.
I just don't understand why you can't do all that from here.
That's more dangerous for you.
I'd hate to be the one accidentally showing her where this place is.
I guess.
I'd hate to think what would happen if she were able to sneak up on us. A lot of people are leaving now. We don't have strength in numbers anymore.
You know what? Thanks. I really needed that flashed in my face. Can't I just live out here with my blonde bombshell and my boy? Is that really too much to ask?
We ain't there yet, but one day, maybe. In the meantime, we need to get moving. You know, find that stuff for Tanya. Stuff she needs.
Oh yeah, here's the list. Let me print it. These are either medium or large-size hospitals and clinics. We just need to see if they're even viable. Many of them were already looted or trashed in the outbreak.
I know the one near my place was. Everyone poured in there right after the outbreak hit.
Well, you can scratch. I mean, cross off that one and that one. We've been there. Those aren't options.
Hey, I'm sorry for what I said before. If it came across as
It's okay.
I really care about you, you know that. I'd stay if I could.
I know.
And honestly, I don't want to miss him, Nicholas, right?
Saw Junior.
He'll be here when you get back.
I'm looking forward to that.
Hey, well, I guess, bye. Should I, shake your hand or something?
Just give me a hug.
Well, I just didn't want to hurt you, that's all.
I'm not that fragile.
All right, come here, kid.
Bye.
Be back soon, Blondie.
Stay safe.
Always am.
We have Group 1 heading out now in trucks.
Roger that. Good luck. We'll be in contact if our water situation changes.
Anything?
Nothing. Still. Stupid thing doesn't work. Without their codes, I won't be able to hear a damn thing.
Make it work. I know they're talking.
Would you get down? Please. The last thing we'd want is someone to see you from on top of their walls.
Oh, there is no way they can.
We should head back before they see us. What happens
they
if...
They won't. Something's going on in there. Lots of motion. They're distracted.
I'm just going to shut this off. Wasting the battery.
Wait! I see something. Bunch of trucks. Heading out the gate.
The soldiers again?
No. Not this time. Couple cars deep. Oh, they are loaded with shit.
Is she in there? Please tell me she's in one of them.
I can't see! Damn!
I just want this to be done.
They're moving out. All right, back to the truck. And trust me, it'll all be over soon.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hey, Hotels.com here. Tired of the everyday? We know a hotel that's ready to unwind this weekend. Book hotels with spas in the Hotels.com app. Find your perfect somewhere.
Wherever you are on your well-being journey, Audible is there for you. You'll discover voices that motivate to spark you to take action.
The best time to start is right now.
There are sounds to soothe, so you can focus, reduce stress, and sleep better. Stories to inspire, so you can dream big again.
One liftoff.
And a range of personalities, so you'll have a partner on your journey. Get closer to the best you with bestsellers, new releases, and exclusive originals, all ad-free. Listen now on Audible.
With DoorDash, dash that delicious whenever a craving hits. Dash that late night burger and that lunchtime lox. Dash that post-workout protein and that poke bowl. Taste of the Tropics is on now. Get 30% off orders of $20 or more. DoorDash. Terms apply.
The Block is about building community around Black music. Music that shapes culture. With beats that feed our hearts. Melodies that make our memories and rhythms that shape our lives. They say you are what you hear. And when you hear The Block, you know that you belong. Join me, Angeline Tetteweo, on The Block. Weeknights at 7 on CBC Music. Or anytime on the CBC Listen app.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shirley Jordan, Constance Parn, Scott Marvin, Otto Sterk, Brett Newton, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Tammy Klein, Jay Olegario, Blair Wayland, Jenna McCombie, David Pevsner, Jane Lehoch, Greg Miller, Graham Bechtol, and I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Composer Daniel Burkov Hopkins. Series artist Ben Hosack. Editors Phil Englert and K.C. Whalen. Zinterns Lauren Kroom, Ray Husky. Voice cutter Brent McLean. Print editor Elisa Elliott. Line producers Grayson Stone and Blair Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this Audio Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.